I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iraq, Iran, and the U.S. form a trifecta of tension. Learn how it's affecting believers in just a moment. And it's a fight as old as time. Israel and Palestine squaring off over territory. But one believer hopes for change. First, Iran started it, the U.S. will finish it. The U.S. started it, and Iran will finish it. It's not a war exactly, and yet it feels like one, especially for Iraq. There's concern that Iraq could become the stage for a clash between the two countries. It's a proxy conflict that's already exacted a terrible price on Christians in Iraqi Kurdistan. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says,
"The picture sort of on the streets in the Middle East is America is a Christian nation. All Americans are Christians. And so if you want to get revenge on America, you may not be able to reach an American, but you can reach a Christian. You can reach a church."
If you live in the West, speaking up is one way to help Iraqi Christians.
How is this going to affect the Christians in those countries? How is this going to make their life better or worse on the ground as followers of Christ? Our elected officials need to hear that people who vote care about those issues.
And at the same time, we can pray through the news as the story between Iran, Iraq, and the U.S. unfolds. Pray.
There certainly is some additional risk during this season of conflict, this season of back and forth between the two countries, for Christians being sort of attacked as proxies for America.
Next, 10 years ago today, Haitians woke to a new age of struggle and devastation. Just 24 hours earlier in 2010, a 7.0 earthquake practically flattened the capital, Port-au-Prince. Over 200,000 people lost their lives, and 3 million plus lost their homes. Compassion International's Rico Sinpollin says, painful reminders remain.
Unfortunately, Haiti has made solid recovery progress. We still see people living in under tents. Things are even getting worse and worse. All of this is due to anger and frustration that the Haitian government's response has not helped at all.
By comparison, Compassion Haiti is making steady gains. They're releasing children and families from poverty in Jesus' name.
We arose from the rubble, and the ministry has gotten stronger. We are serving more babies, caregivers, children, and youths. Today, we are walking alongside 350 church partners to bring hope and a future to more than 125,000 children. And, you know, we are moving forward.
Find ways to help at missionnews.org.
There is still need in Haiti. We've done much, but we have still a long way to go.
And finally, at the center of the conflict between Israel and Palestine is land. So what does it really mean to own a piece of the Holy Land? Professor Munter Isak from Bethlehem Bible College in Palestine explains that many families have deep ties to their land.
You know, in Bethlehem today, we still have neighborhoods that are called after families from 500 and 600 years ago. So if you take that, you're taking a part of our being, our identity.
There are many complexities to the conflict in the Holy Land, but one of the biggest is the myth of an empty land.
For many Christians in the West, when they think of our land, they look at the land and imagine a wasteland that was abandoned 2,000 years ago by a certain people, and that they same very people or their descendants came back to an empty land 2,000 years later.
Bethlehem Bible College hosts tours of the Holy Land designed to give an inside look at what's happening in both biblical and modern history in the Holy Land. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.